Tom Gruden speaking to Gail Yip. It's Monday, May the 9th, 2005, almost 3:30 in the afternoon. Talking about growing up in Burnaby. Which neighborhood did you grow up in?
In South Burnaby. I'm down on the farms on Marine Drive. I lived between Knoxon and Royal Oak. And that's my house that my dad built for my mom.
Which schools did you attend?
Elementary was Riverway West, then McPherson Park, and Burnaby South. And none of the schools exist anymore, like of the original buildings.
What kinds of activities did you and your friends participate in school? Or
I guess usually we played square ball and tether ball and hopscotch and marbles and jacks. I guess soccer during phys ed.
Okay, that would all be at Riverway?
Yes.
What sorts of things did you do at McPherson?
I was in the stamp club. And it was so long ago I can't remember. And I was in the service club and that kind of thing. I helped out in the library. I was the library monitor.
Okay.
But I can't remember what I did at Burnaby South because I have an after school job, so I probably was doing my homework during lunch hour.
What kind of a job did you have?
Oh, I worked as a page at the Burnaby Library. I did it from grade 10, 11, and 12. It was two days a week, two evenings and one after school, or maybe one Saturday. I did that for about 2.5 years.
Okay. Did you do that to earn money for yourself? Or
Yeah, and it was minimum wage at that time was $1.25. Remember when I was so excited when I had a 10% raise, so I was making $1.37.
Did you have responsibilities at home as well?
Yes, I had to do dish. My sister and I shared washing dishes, so every night it was my turn, and then the other nights it was her turn, and we also had to dry the dishes. And I had to sweep the floor and wash the bathrooms and dust the furniture.
Did you get an allowance for doing anything at home, or was your pocket money just what you could earn?
Pocket money, and then I did babysitting too. But I only did babysitting until I got my part-time job. Then I didn't have to look after little kids.
Okay. When did you start babysitting?
When I was 12, when you're legally old enough. So I babysat for about 3 years until I was able to get a job when I was 15, and they hired at 15 at the library.
Okay. Babysitting wasn't your ideal.
No, because I remember when I had to babysit, it was Easter time, and the kids, they're boys, and growing up in a household of girls, wasn't used to boys, so they threw their hard-boiled Easter eggs at me, but then I got back at them. I made them clean up the mess they've made.
How big was your family?
There was four girls in the family. No boys, just
all girls. What was your parents' occupations?
My dad, we had a farm, but it wasn't paying very much, so my dad in 1955, he found a job in a factory where they made plastic bags, and he leased the farm out. At that point they had lived down there for about 8 years.
Did your family, how long did they spend down there? When did they move into Burnaby?
My dad moved into Burnaby in 1948, and he farmed the farm. And then when the people were selling, he bought it in, I guess, 1950, and he built the house for Mum. And she just moved out of it last Wednesday after living there 55 years, because Dad passed away just over 2 years ago, and she's finding it was getting to be too much living on her own in the house. So lots of memory.
Did you have anything to do with running the farm, helping out down there?
No, because we were, I'm getting my dates mixed up. Well, I was only about 2 years old. I was born 53, so I was only about 2 years old when he went to work in the factory.
So then you didn't have anything to do with the farm?
No, yeah. Didn't have to do any chores on the farm.
Okay. What was it like growing up in Burnaby?
It was okay. It was fun, because then, and those days, you could go out and play, and so across the street, or we played with the kids across the street from us, and behind them, it was, we always should say, we went and played out in the bushes. And it was fine, because there's no strangers to worry about. And we could go walk in the trails, and we built our fort, and we just had a lot of fun. And then Mom would call us home for dinner time, and during the summertime, because it didn't get dark till a bit later, we could go back out and play again in the evening. And we really had lots of fun down there. And I guess during the winter time we stayed in at home, because there wasn't much to play. Because we didn't have a lot of snow to play, because it didn't snow a lot, because always we'd be all excited it would be snowing, but then it would warm up, and by next morning it was all melted away, so it'd be all slush.
Trying to think, in the early 60s I can remember enough snow that we could go sledding down in that area. I lived up on top of the hill.
Oh, I see, yeah. Did you live around Rumble Street or?
Edmonds.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And occasionally we went to roller skating in the roller rink at where Edmonds turned into 60th there. Indoor roller rink there. We went there on time. But then in those days there weren't really pools and skating rinks, and they didn't have soccer for the kids.
Were there any other organized activities? That
went to Brownies after school on Fridays, and then went to CGIT or Explorers, but that was about it. Because in those days there wasn't really much money to be had, but then we had lots of toys at home to play with, and so we had like Barbie dolls and our coloring books, and played Parcheesi and board games and Monopoly and Scrabble.
Did you have your own room, or did you have to share your?
I shared a room with my grandmother, and that was kind of neat. And because my other sisters, my two younger sisters shared a room, and my older sister had her own room. So grew up in a four-bedroom house. So we had a big rumpus room, as we call it, with a TV, and then we could play with our games down there.
How large was your extended family?
Oh, like my mom had, like you mean aunts and uncles? Extended that way?
Your family and your grandmother was living with you?
Oh yeah, it was just my grandmother, because she had been widowed in 57. But then when my grandmother, my dad's mom was still alive, we used to go back for Sunday dinners, and then my dad had, I think, five brothers, and then his sister would come over occasionally from Victoria. We had we played with our cousins on most weekends, on most Sunday when we went home. When dad went home for the family dinner. And then my mom had a brother and sister that lived here with their family, and we visited with them quite often. So we're quite a close family. And even now, we can still keep in touch with my cousin from my mom's side of the family, because he just came up from Toronto. A couple weeks ago, we had a nice visit, and it was old times. good.
Okay. Did you have lots of friends of your own?
From school, but we always thought we lived so far away because walking along Marine Drive, the traffic was always busy and Mom didn't drive, so it took us, but we always thought we lived the furthest, so we always stayed. We were the only ones who were the core group who stayed for lunch. And I remember $1.49 day there, you knew it was $1.49 day because the whole room would be filled. All the kids would stay for lunch because all the parents had gone $1.49 day shopping. Yeah, but we were generally the only ones who stayed for lunch. And then it took us about half an hour to walk home after school. So that was too far to walk back after dinner or, and Marine Drive was always busy with all the truck traffic because in those days they didn't have Marine Way. So it was really busy with traffic. So it was too dangerous to go out with all the big trucks roaring by, all the industrial trucks roaring by.
Okay.
Yeah.
So after school, would you stay to play with friends?
Not very often. And I went home and I played with my sister. And that was okay. Perhaps we had to do our homework.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was your family involved with church or?
No, but
anything
we went.
Like that?
But when we were in elementary school, I remember going to up to grade 6 or 7. We went to Sunday school. My younger sister and myself with our neighbor kids. And then I think on Monday evenings I had Explorers, and then on we went to, and I went, my sister and I went to Brownies, on Monday, once a week after school.
Okay.